Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Paul Douglas back with you. Jordana filled in this morning, 9 to noon, here with DJ and here with you. Thank you for sharing your late afternoon, and thank you for not making me feel more self-conscious about this crappy weather.
You know, if enough people come up to you and say, Paul, what the heck have you done here? What's wrong with your Doppler? This is not normal, and it's not nice. And you know, most of them, I think, understand that we don't have anything to do with the weather, right? We're doing our best to predict it, but it does wear on you. I want to scream the forecast, but I know that would be in poor taste, so I won't. But, yeah, I'm annoyed, too.
Paul, I went to your church yesterday. Did you notice that? I was sitting in the front row.
I did.
Second row, right behind
Winter.
You.
You and Winter showed up. That was very nice of you.
So
you've
invited your pastor over at Westwood Community Church on the radio, I don't know, a half a dozen or more times here to talk about different topics involving religion and your faith. And he returned the favor. He invited you yesterday to join him on the stage at your church for all three services yesterday morning to talk about climate change and our warming climate and how humans and Christians should respond to that. And I decided to go. I loved seeing you up there. And I wanted to play for our listeners a piece of what you said yesterday morning to your congregation. Is that okay if I share that?
Uh-oh.
I don't think you have a choice.
I have no recollection.
No. Yeah. Yes, you know exactly what it was.
Give it a shot.
It was great. So here's part of what you shared with Westwood Community Church yesterday.
We've always had changes in climate, right? We've had ice ages. There are periods it's been a lot warmer than it is now, periods it's been colder. And there was always a reason, a forcing, either changes in the amount of sunshine reaching the earth, changes in the earth's orbit, volcanic eruptions on a planetary scale. This time, it's probably us. Otherwise, it's the mother of all coincidences.
How do you connect around the relationship with faith and science?
Pastor Joel, I don't think you have to choose. I think you can have a respect for science and a faith in something more, a faith in absolutes. It's interesting to me, as a scientist, there's never any firm foundation, right? New theories, new observations, better tools, you know, things shift. And yet, there are absolutes. We have an absolutely amazing God that we worship through his Son. And so, I don't see any contradiction in that. Look, I don't worship creation. I worship the Creator. I worship God when I protect his kingdom and defend his children. Yeah. God gave us a toolbox with an infinite number of tools. That's science.
Yeah.
I do not worship a toolbox. I worship the Creator who gave us the toolbox. It is possible, again, to respect science and the scientific method and still be a Christ follower.
And Paul, I really appreciated what you shared yesterday as a fellow Christian, but I don't think you have to be a Christian to care about climate change and to understand this balance between science and humanity. And I walked away from that thinking and knowing that, look, our planet's changing. And, you know, we could argue a long time about how much of the planet's changing and warming is due to humans or not and how much we can do. But I don't know. It's clear that it's changing. And the question is, what are we going to do about it? And as Christians, I think that flavors our response. But for anybody else, I mean, there's plenty of other reasons. There's leaving a better planet for the future. There's doing right by the people that live on our planet and the poorest of the poor that ended up taking the brunt of a lot of these disasters and changing weather.
Yeah, I wrote this book, A Kid's Guide to Saving the Planet, to try to give younger people some hope and to empower them. Because there is so much gloom and doom, and it's not just climate. It's also, you know, air pollution, water pollution, plastic pollution. We're drowning in plastic. But again, 40% of Americans, your greatest country on earth, 40% of us breathe unhealthy air on a daily basis. And it's not just L.A. It's not just the big cities. A lot of people live, you know, downwind of refineries, and they breathe this stuff every day. And but you're right. Those who have the least among us, the poorest of the poor, tend to live closer to sea level, tend to, you know, live in areas maybe that are more flood prone in the flood plain. And so they are the first to be impacted. The, you know, the 1%, the uber wealthy, they're going to be just fine. They'll build walls. They'll move. They'll be just fine. But there is going to be a lot of disruption and displacement, and we're already, I think we're in the first or second inning of this thing. But again, we love our kids, and I tried to conclude the talks with Pastor Joel, and I'm grateful that Westwood invited me to come out and just share a few thoughts. But I said, we love our kids, right? That unites us. We love our kids, we love our grandkids, and if you just ignore it, or kick the can down the road, or say it's a hoax or political, you're making it harder for your kids and their kids.
Yeah.
And I want them to have the same thing that we grew up with.
Yeah. 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 And that's the, and what you just said, I think it's hard to disagree with, but in a way that's the easy part. 'Cause now going out and changing your lifestyle, changing your habits is the much more difficult part, but that's the task we have in front of us if we want to do something about this mess.
Yeah, absolutely. How do we find smarter, cleaner ways to have everything we want? And I'm actually optimistic with the clean energy revolution that's already well underway. And it's going to accelerate when people realize they can get around for less money, less maintenance, and have everything they want and need and spend less money. That's when the light bulb goes off, the battery-powered light bulb. When we come back, severe flooding right now impacting Crookston and the Grand Forks area. They've just been swamped with rain. A triple whammy with flooding in the Red River Valley. We'll get an update on that when we come back. Paul Douglas back with you. We had a relatively benign spring flooding season across most of central and southern Minnesota. Kind of a slow motion meltdown. We didn't get heavy rain at the same time we had significant snow on the ground. We were able to kind of dodge a bullet, at least this year, across most of CCO land. Up north, though, the Red River Valley, it's a different story. Governor Walz has declared a peacetime emergency and authorized the Minnesota National Guard to assist with emergency flood operations in several counties where emergency operation plans are already activated. Polk County has been hit very hard, and the Red River Valley area under the gun right now with flooding. I had a chance to read an article at the Grand Forks Herald written by Sydney Mook, and Sydney joins us right now. She is actually the managing editor at the Grand Forks Herald. Sydney, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. What's the latest up there? How bad is it? And can you provide any perspective? When I hear Grand Forks, I go back to 97. I know it's bad, but it's probably not going to be as bad as it was in the late 90s from everything I'm hearing. Is that correct or not?
That is correct. It's getting pretty, though the river and everything is getting pretty high up here, but it is not quite to the level of 1997, thankfully. We've certainly been busy today and this weekend covering flooding in different cities across the upper Red River Valley. But thankfully, I don't believe we'll be approaching 1997 levels. Something would have to go terribly, terribly wrong in order for that to happen, I guess, at this point.
Is it impacting people up there on a day-to-day basis now? I know some roads are closed. What are the other impacts, Sydney?
Definitely. So, yeah, road closures have been a big deal since this weekend. You know, other places, Crookston, for example, has been having some impacts with different buildings and different homes in that area. Crookston, actually, at the Red Lake River, they were expecting it to crest around 28 feet early this week, but it actually ended up cresting overnight early this morning, and it crested below the historic level where they thought that it was going to crest. It crested around 27 feet instead. But they were still busy. That was one of the places that the National Guard was active last night in putting up sandbags. But thankfully, they were, it seems like, able to avoid a lot of major damage, though they were spending a lot of time cleaning up this morning and throughout the afternoon.
I've seen some of the webcams from East Grand Forks, and yeah, the water is high. It's kind of scary when you take a look at that. And my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm sure you have more recent data. The latest projection for the Red River at Grand Forks is 48.5 feet sometime on Wednesday, which would be the sixth highest in recorded history. Right now it's at 40.2 feet. And I think, you know, back in 97, I think it crested at like 56 or 57. So still very high, but not in the major leagues of the late 90s, right?
Correct. And in 97, it crested at just a little bit over 54 feet. 54. Right now, we're still looking at that 48.5 feet here in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You know, one thing that Grand Forks definitely has is a benefit right now is we have really good flood protection systems on both sides of the river. So right now, a couple of the bridges in town, we have three bridges that connect Grand Forks to East Grand Forks directly. Two of those bridges right now are closed. Kind of one of the main ones called the Sorley Bridge. It's probably Grand Forks' most famous bridge, I would say. Right now, right. That's closed, but the one that's the highest one is at 52 feet before anything, you know, could impact it. And we're not looking at that being an issue currently.
And I saw some rainfall amounts anywhere from 3 to 4 inches over the weekend. I mean, it really came down. And that rain falling on lingering snow with frozen ground so that all that meltwater couldn't soak into the ground. Obviously, it ran off into streets and streams and eventually the Red River. So it really was a triple whammy. Was it pretty well predicted, Sydney?
We knew that there was going to be some sort of weather system. They knew that, you know, in western North Dakota, they had blizzards that they were dealing with yet again this last weekend. But they didn't quite know where the rain was going to be and just how big of an impact it was going to have. But we ended up getting Grand Forks kind of a couple of thunderstorms just squarely on town. So it just kept raining for a while over the weekend, and that really just kind of set things up to have all of the water running into the river on top of the snow that we had already received about 10 days prior.
Wow. Yeah, it when the weather slows down or stalls, bad things happen, and I saw all those storms. It was sort of a conga line of thunderstorms going right up the Red River Valley, and you know, it's a problem in June, but it's a bigger problem in April when the ground is still frozen. But I sure appreciate your perspective, and we will keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best and hope that the Red River recedes quickly and that there aren't major impacts for the Grand Forks area. Sydney Mook, Managing Editor, Grand Forks Herald, keep up the great work, and we appreciate the update.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. When we come back, an update, a double dose of Mike Max. And man, we got plenty of sports to talk about with Maxie when we come back.
And the payoff pitch, a swing, a line drive.
There she goes.
This one's back towards the overlook and gone. It's a home run out to right field. And Buxton ties up the game. Three balls, one strike in the 10th. And the pitch, a swing, a drive. Left field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes. Twins win. Twins win. The Minnesota Twins win it.
I love that. I love that. Thank you, Corey. And thank you, Byron Buxton. Holy Moses. Maxie Sports brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxie, your thoughts. It was a good weekend for the Twins, huh?
Especially for Byron Buxton. Yeah. It was,
yep.
He had four hits on... He didn't play on Friday. They came back. He came off the injured list on Thursday in Kansas City, and then they decided to hold him on Friday, and Rocco Baldelli said no reason to believe he's not going to be talking to Rocco on Friday. No reason to believe that this is, we just want to give him a rest and make sure he's ready. I was watching him in the clubhouse on Friday there, and he had about seven or eight different gloves that he was looking at, which one he was going to use, and they were going to go work out. It was cold and rainy. This is a recording that day, and I thought, gee, I hope Buxton can, we got bad weather here, and, it could be slippery, and I'm thinking if there's anybody that's built to get injured in this kind of weather, it could be Buxton. And instead, he takes over the party. Four hits on Saturday. Including the home run and then two home runs yesterday after he struck out, I think, three times to start the game. So there you go. He hung in there.
Wow.
Kept looking. But here's the thing. When you saw him come back, and this is a little inside baseball, but it's something that I think people understand, that play the game certainly understand. You saw him twice over the weekend go the other way, hit the ball to right field hard. And generally speaking, the general rule of thumb is if you're hitting the ball hard to the opposite field, that means you're really dialed in and you're...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Seeing the ball well, and wherever they're pitching it, in essence, you're hitting it, which is obviously the ultimate in being a great hitter. Is it doesn't matter where they throw it here, you're going to hit it there. All those things. if he can, if he is indeed tracking that way in his career, he is going to be nothing short of awesome, because, you know, he's had a lot of holes in his swings over the years, and things where you go, boy, he as good as he is, he sure makes a lot of easy outs. If he's found a way as a hitter, and you do that through mechanics and repetition, but a lot through studying the game, that ceiling is, I don't know how high it is, if he's learned the art of hitting.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Well, he came through when the Twins needed him in giant fashion.
Well, and I tell you something else, Paul. I'm going to talk to Jerry Steinbach tonight. We'll talk about this some too. The White Sox, I mean, you talk about destined to self-destruct. Holy cow, they're throwing the ball all over the field. I mean, Tim Anderson, since he flipped off the fence last week and got in trouble for that, it looks like he's had a tough time getting refocused. He hit a home run yesterday, but Abreu doesn't move very well at first. Liam Hendricks looked like he was hurting a little bit yesterday. This is the defending division champs, and they're not short on talent over there, but they played a sloppy weekend of baseball.
Well, yeah, good, and good for us. And look, I guess you can always blame the weather, right?
Their stuff didn't look weather related. It looked like, whoa, man, have you guys been practicing related? You know?
My favorite quote over the weekend, and I'd like you to comment on this, head coach Chris Finch for the Wolves, talking about Karl-Anthony Towns. Quote, he played pissed and loose. That's kind of like how you play, you know, every night doing sports, right?
Yep. Pissed and loose. I'm always pissed off. Sometimes I'm loose, sometimes I'm not. but there's always something to anger me. No, you know what he's saying there is he's at the perfect balance, right?
He was angry.
He's got full access to everything in his game because he can feel the moment. He's in the moment, but he's angry, meaning focused. So he's determined and through his anger, but yet he's got full confidence and almost a relaxed peace about him when he plays at the same time. And he was. He admitted that. He was very frustrated. I just came from the Wolves, met with us that noon hour, I guess. And he reiterated that. And, you know, one of the things he talked about was, in the playoffs now with Towns, they can afford to let him be a little bit more physical and go all out because it's the playoffs. He said, we spared him a lot of that during the season because it's the long haul and you're trying to get to the playoffs. Now he's allowed to do a few more things, which does create fouls, but it's the energy that is necessary to win in the playoffs right now. So they're turning him loose, so to speak.
Hey, Maxie, what do you think? Memphis coach Taylor Jenkins,
popped
Grizzlies
off,
coach, talking about the bad officiating and whining and this and that, and there's always an excuse. But I guess every team does that, but some more so than others. Does it really make a difference?
Well, he's planting a seed, and Patrick Beverley countered that today. I'll play it tonight during my show. Beverley said he hasn't been in the league long enough to whine like that, basically. And if he thinks he's not getting calls, and then he cited about three or four that the Wolves didn't get. So what Beverly was doing today was well aware, and they fined the Memphis coach $15,000, but he was well aware of that. And he basically was countering that by saying, keep your mouth shut, young fella. You haven't been doing this long enough. And by the way, don't think what he was doing was sending his own message to the referees that, you know, don't fall into the trap. Don't take it just because he said it. Don't take the bait. And he countered that today. And it was an interesting dialogue.
So we've got a game tomorrow, a Wolves game tomorrow.
Yes, we do. Yep.
Another game Friday. TBD, what time? It depends on other
games.
Other games, yeah. And has your confidence, I know a lot of people were pretty deflated, and rightfully so, Wolves fans on Friday, but has this rekindled your faith that we've got a better shot at this than some people think?
I don't think I was ever of the opinion that they didn't. I mean, they've played four games. One of them they got blown out of. The other three they either won or should have won, right? So even when they blew the 25-point lead in the second half, and there's an astounding statistic that really surprised me about that, and it is the last, I believe it's six teams that have lost 25-point leads in the second half in the playoffs have come back and won. Five of those six teams have come back and won the next game.
Wow.
So apparently it serves as some kind of a reset or refocus. And it wasn't that unusual that they came back and found a way to win. Now, the one thing I'll say is they do allow Memphis to hang around even when they seem to have the game in hand, because Memphis should have been beaten and they came back. And Tyus Jones got a wide open look at a three that would have sent the game probably to overtime, and yep. he just flat out missed it. But if they go to OT, you take your chances, and they came that close within an eyelash of having to go to overtime for it. But no, I don't think Memphis is that. I think Memphis is a little bit better than the Timberwolves. I don't think they're a lot better than the Timberwolves, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so who's on? Who gets the better breaks, right?
Yeah, and John Morant was, for whatever reason, I was talking to some people inside the organization, some sources, and they sources. Said, for whatever reason, Morant does not play well at Target Center. They said, we don't even know why, but we'll take it. And he certainly, that was the case. I was told this before the game on Saturday, and certainly that was the case on Saturday. He did not play well at all. And, of course, he's their focal point. But, boy, the other thing you learn is they've got some other people that can really play. Desmond Bane, and then Tyus Jones, as I mentioned, played mm-hmm. well. They can do some different things. Dylan Brooks is pretty good. They got some guys out there now that I wasn't aware of how good they were until you watch them for four games.
Let's talk Loon and let's talk Wild and whatever else is on your mind when we come back with Mike Max on CCO. So, Paul, back with the one and only Mike Max. And Max, yeah, I was over at Allianz Field recently. And correct me if I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. Somebody told me that Minnesota United, the Loon, their regular season tickets are pretty much sold out for the entire season. And that floored me that can happen. I know soccer fans are incredibly loyal. I know the Loon are hot. They won over the weekend. They beat Chicago 3-0. But have you heard that? Do you think there's some truth to that, or can you look into that?
No, I have not heard that. I haven't looked into it, because obviously right now in the secondary market, you can get the tickets pretty easily because of the weather.
Right,
you know,
StubHub and yeah.
Yeah, people will be more than willing to do a deal with you right now. So because of that, I haven't looked at it, because I don't know that they have been able to sell out the season ticket base to that extent, or if they keep some of them squirreled away like some teams do, so there's always a walk-up, you know, demand for it and a walk-up opportunity for it for those people that are have the wherewithal to go do that. So I don't know that as fact.
Okay. But you'll get your best people on that,
you
right?
You got that right. I will. I'm already, the wheels are turning.
No, Paul, you're wrong. Yeah. As usual, you're wrong. They got plenty of tickets. I hope they do. I'm going to go over and see some games. I'm just trying to figure out
how
to.
You said you were over there. What were you over there for? If it wasn't the game?
A BMW. Motorworks BMW is opening up an area where people can come in and enjoy the game, and it's pretty amazing what they've built over there. So I was over there for part of that.
Okay.
Motorworks BMW. But it's a little like the Legends, you know, at Target Field. It's that kind of feel.
Little added something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, let's talk about the Wild. Nice win over the Predators yesterday. Their stock keeps going up, huh?
Yeah, I mean, really the only thing left to play for is home ice against St. Louis. And then,
right.
I mean, once they get to St. Louis, all bets are off, because they will not be the favorite in the first round. That seems hard to even say after the year that they've had, that they'll go into the playoffs and probably not be the favorite in the first round after all that they've done and all that they've accomplished so far. That's hard to imagine and fathom, but it's one of those years, you know, Paul, where you're lined up with some of the good teams, and notably you're looking at St. Louis and Colorado in the West that, you play often during the year. Now Colorado's been a tailspin of late, but I haven't looked closely. I think they've lost four straight, but I have not looked to see if they've been playing all their regulars or not, because they've clinched everything that they can clinch. And so I don't know how important these games are to them, because there's really not much more they can do, and they want to avoid injuries and maybe see some people or showcase some people. But it's one of those years where you're lined up with some of the best in the NHL happen to be in your backyard, and that's what the Wild are up against. That being said, they have been really good. And last night, when it looked like It looked like they were vulnerable to get beat. Nashville, very hungry to stay in this playoff race, maintain a lead over Vegas, all those things. And they find a way to win a game, and Kevin Fiala scores another goal. He's just been so incredible, probably the most incredible player in the NHL over the last couple of weeks. And there you go. You know, on not their best night, they still find a way to win in overtime.
Yeah. It's been impressive. They're turning on the juice when it matters. Hey, Maxie, what else are you tracking tonight for your various shows coming up?
I'll tell you, one of the things that, you know, this is draft week in the NFL this week, and on Thursday, the NFL in Vegas will have their the NFL draft, the first round. And so the Vikings being in the middle of the first round, there's just so much conversation about might they trade up, might they trade back. I would think there'd be a better chance that they would trade back than up in this draft. And I think there's a chance. I think that counter to what some people might think, I think there's a couple wide receivers that pique their interest, believe it or not, Garrett Wilson being one of them from Ohio State. I think a lot of people are locked in on, can they get a cornerback at that spot? If you can't get the corner that you want at that spot, and I doubt Stingley will be there, then you may trade back and try to move, you know, get another pick later and plus get one in the first round where you know you can get the guy that you want. And I think this, it's going to be an interesting draft that way. It's going to be interesting to see how much poker the Vikings play. When Rick Spielman was here, you knew going in that he was going to make half a dozen trades on during the course of the draft. That's just, you know, that's just who he was. He couldn't get enough draft picks. He was moving all the time, the pieces, particularly in the mid to lower rounds, to try to get more picks. In philosophy, that was what he believed. Now you've got a new management team in there and new philosophies. And one of the philosophies that you always want to follow is the head coach is an offensive coordinator. So if he's got a loud voice in the room, in this case Kevin O'Connell, he's going to lobby for offensive players. It's just, that's the nature of it. Mike Zimmer would lobby for defensive players because he was a defensive coach. They can't help it. It's in their DNA. It's who they are. They always want what side of the ball they were affiliated with. And so that's why you start to look again at the draft board and you say, well, maybe it makes sense that O'Connell would want to go with three wideouts, Thielen, Jefferson, and a new one. Spread the field out. You get Irv Smith, you got Dalvin Cook, and man, do you got weapons, and you should be able to score some points. And would that be nice for Kirk Cousins to have on his menu? So you can see a case being made for that right now.
Maxie, this is why we come to you. I mean, perspective that you can't get from any app.
It's the insight. You know, I talk to more. I got to tell you, I don't even realize how many people that I talk to during the course of the day because I run into them in so many different places. I ran into Kevin Burleson, the Wolves coach, on Saturday before they played their game, and I said, you know you're doing our show tomorrow morning on the radio if they win. And he goes, what? And I said, you know, you're going to be on with us beating the Jerry tonight tomorrow if you win. And that's just, that's how I do it, you know. And then I bump into people that you wouldn't believe at places that you wouldn't believe. And they tell me things that you wouldn't believe.
It's networking 401, a 400 level networking.
Oh, yeah, it's it. But I ran into another, I won't say where or when, but another person that had great insight into the Timberwolves, and I couldn't believe where I ran into him. And the next thing you know, you're going, holy cow, that is something, you know?
Yeah, well. Hey, Maxie, appreciate the double dose of wisdom and perspective, and let's try this again tomorrow. You got your makeup on yet?
I got it on, but I don't have the mirror handy right now, so I got to now look in the mirror to see how I did with it, because I was putting it on. While we were talking, I was putting it on.
Do people stare at you funny, like at restaurants with makeup?
Yeah, you kind of forget about it after a while, though, don't you? You know, for better or worse, you know?
We'll catch you tomorrow.
All right, thank you.
Chat with my wife, who hung me out to dry, next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.